What does Mr. Unavailable really want? I never answer a call that displays unavailable on the caller ID, but it's tempting. Sometimes I actually wish I knew who he was, just so I could stab him in the eyes and steal his children to give them a better life. If you don't want anyone to know your number, then move to a sheep station on the Falkland Islands and become a shepherd for the British government. Of course, it may be just some automatic dialer trying to sell me spark plug insurance on a car I haven't owned since the Reagan administration. If you're too lazy to dial your own sales calls, just get your belly fitted with a feeding tube and colostomy bag and lie down and watch The View for a few years. It'll add meaning to your life. Clearly, these calls are originating from a dimension in which meaning does not exist. There is no way Mr. Unavailable can truly want me to answer the phone. He always calls when I'm on the pot, having sex, or praying. Only women can utter intelligible phonemes in those situations anyway. Okay, I'll admit Mr. Unavailable is probably only interested in my current address and credit card information anyway. Those are easy enough to manage on the pot or praying, even during sex if it's an emergency. But I want people who ring my phone to be interested in me, the real me. And as I said, there is no way Mr. Unavailable wants to know that. Who, for instance, wants to hear that I long to strap him to the belly of the hippopotamus in the Topeka Zoo? That's illegal, you say. No, it isn't. It's only a thought, a desire. So far, thought crimes are still confined to fiction. Anyway, since Mr. Unavailable is probably nothing more than computer software, there is nothing illegal about imagining his body being quartered on a table saw by that weirdo with the wood chipper in Fargo. The real crime is that FCC-regulated communication lines are being used to disturb and disrupt the vital workings of my home and personal life. I won't complain too much. I know hundreds of people whose lives have been permanently disturbed and disrupted by things such as polio, cerebral palsy, car crashes, childbirth, and Michael Moore. And there's nothing to be done about those either. So, I'll just be the half-full kind of guy here. The only way to stop Mr. Unavailable from calling is to stop pooping, praying, and having sex. And I'm not about to do that.